You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Oshkosh is trying to combat sticker shock of property revaluations by requiring them every 5 years now. Councilmember DJ Nichols.
Take it out of the hands of council to an extent so it doesn't become a political issue. And residents can expect we will be revaluing our properties every 5 years. It's going to be straightforward. They understand how to appeal it. So that's the goal here.
In 2024, the city of Oshkosh revalued commercial and residential property, resulting in homeowners seeing a 53% increase in assessed values of their homes. Councilmember Jacob Flom.
We can remove some of the sticker shock from revaluations while also providing a consistent policy. It gives us flexibility and also gives us some clarity on the costs.
The resolution requiring revaluations every 5 years passed unanimously at the Common Council meeting on June 10th. The next revaluation required by the state of Wisconsin happens in 2025. The city of Oshkosh considers requiring massage and bodywork therapists operating in the municipality to be licensed. The proposal received its first reading with no comment or discussion from the council during this week's Common Council meeting. The ordinance would amend the city's municipal code to require massage and bodywork therapy businesses to be licensed according to Wisconsin law. In his memo to the council, Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith said in past investigations, the city has found massage businesses engaging in suspected human trafficking, prostitution, labor trafficking, and license violations. The Common Council will vote on the ordinance at its next meeting, June 24th. While Washington, D.C. will see a military parade on Saturday to celebrate the birthday of the U.S. Army and President Donald J. Trump, a truly patriotic and nonpartisan parade honoring the U.S. flag and the Marines and Navy will be held in Appleton. The parade, which brings 50,000 spectators and visitors to the area, features almost 20 musical units, including military bands, high school bands, veteran organizations, and tributes to the armed forces, patriotic floats, and more. The 74th Appleton Flag Day Parade takes to the streets 2 p.m. Saturday, Flag Day, June 14th. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter Maya has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could. But there's no funding.
Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
These families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposals for education funding yesterday. This was one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Evers claims Republicans wouldn't compromise and fund education, child care, and the UW system enough. Republicans claim the state couldn't afford it. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed 3 or 4 times throughout the day, finally beginning last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night, and we will have more on their proposal later today. Attorney General Josh Call says President Donald Trump deploying the military to protest in California is unlawful. Wisconsin has joined a group of states filing briefs pushing back against what Call says is, quote, not normal and it must not become normalized. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argues states need their National Guard units to be ready to act, and responding to protesters could keep them from performing vital duties. Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled Thursday afternoon that the Guard deployment was illegal and violated the 10th Amendment and exceeded Trump's statutory authority. The judge ordered President Trump to return control of the National Guard troops to California. But just hours later, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked that order and said it will hold a hearing on the matter Tuesday. Officials in Wausau hope DNA science can identify the city's unknown soldier. Joanne Krulatz has details.
The unknown soldier died by suicide in 1930, leaving behind no identifying information, just a note saying he was a World War I veteran. Efforts to identify him went nowhere, and officials buried him with full military honors and a headstone marked unknown soldier. But last week, multiple agencies worked to dig up his remains with great care and respect. They now await DNA analysis to see if a living match can be found, which could lead to identification and closure for his story. Officials say the effort could take months, with the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project assisting the effort.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the DNA testing company 23andMe from selling personal genetic data. The lawsuit argues that the highly sensitive genetic information, including biological samples, should not be sold without the consent of consumers who provided the samples. The lawsuit was filed in federal bankruptcy court as another company seeks to buy the struggling 23andMe company. Experts are encouraging consumers to delete their 23andMe accounts before a potential sale. Invasive species are bad for Wisconsin ecosystems, but at Thousand Islands Environmental Center in Kaukauna, 25 goats from Mulberry Lane Farm have been brought in to eat, control, and remove invasive plant species such as buckthorn without using a herbicide. Goats have been used at Thousand Islands since 2018 and can be seen from 8 until 5:30 through June 23rd. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027 when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, says she was told not to visit the set of Anyone But You by none other than her boyfriend, Glenn Powell. Paris appeared on the Too Much podcast on Tuesday. Paris said that Powell and the producers of the film wanted people to think there was something going on between the two to help promote the movie. That is when she drew the line and broke it off with Powell. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a rom-com on or off screen. Somehow, David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is only getting an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because Letterman is a legend, and Netflix knows it too. The streamer has renewed the critically acclaimed, at least 81%, show for a fifth season. The show won a 2024 Emmy for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Letterman is older, but still in rare form, and even a better interviewer on this show than he was on his late night talker. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight, low of 52 tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.